We're joined now by Medcon's CEO, Steve Scissor. Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Sean. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program. I imagine at the moment you're probably about the busiest you've ever been.
Absolutely correct. We have never been this busy in our whole 30 years of being in manufacturing.
How much has production increased since this all began?
Oh, look, as an example, last year we probably made about 2 million masks. At the moment, we've managed to ramp up to 1 million masks a week. And we're hoping with our new machinery being commissioned, we'll be able to get up to maybe 2 million a week.
You're being assisted by the Australian military. How many soldiers are actually there with you, and what are they actually helping do?
Oh, okay. Look, there's probably about a dozen at a time. They do change shifts, so there's no monotony in it for them. What they're actually doing is working on the line, actually making the masks. They're working under our supervisors, and we're using them at the moment whilst we train new people from the local community to take those roles. But in the meantime, they've been doing a fantastic job helping us out make the products.
I was going to say, you've had to take on some more people from the local community as well.
That's correct, yes. We're probably taking on, we'll probably end up doubling our workforce. And quite feasibly by the end of this year, as I said before, once we commission some more machines, we'll probably have triple the workforce that we started out at the beginning of this financial year.
Well, going from 2 million a year to 1 million a week is pretty extraordinary. How does what you're producing at Medcon compare with our overall demand for protective equipment?
Look, I think that it's only a portion of it, because obviously there's a need for a lot more masks. I think what the government's doing at the moment is they're trying to source imported masks to assist our production manufacturing. I think once we get to that 2 million a week, then that will become probably more than adequate to see our needs in the short term to medium term.
Are you facing any issues in terms of the supply chain for the kind of materials you use? I mean, do you have enough materials going forward?
Look, that's a great question. Actually, we didn't. Obviously, the material that we had was only for our existing production, which, as we explained, was quite limited. What we've had to do is work closely with the government to get our suppliers to increase their manufacturing processes to get us more material. The difficulty has been at the moment is that most of the countries where we source material from are actually trying to keep it local for their own domestic use, and they're a bit reticent to let the material go. But the government's been using its diplomatic ties in countries to say to them, look, you know, you need to help us because in times of need, we help each other. And that's starting to work now. We're starting to get some good material flow. And as I said before, we're in full production at the moment, 24/7. And at this rate, we'll probably be able to keep going till the end of the year.
Yeah, I must admit, I only just briefly glimpsed this morning something about Australia and Taiwan coming to some sort of agreement on these kind of materials. But I've got to imagine, you know, there is so much demand, as you say, and it's not just an Australian demand, it is a worldwide demand at the moment.
Oh, of course, everyone in the world's looking for it. Unfortunately, most of these materials are made offshore, and countries like America and Australia and UK, we've all paid the penalty for not having those sort of industries, so we're reliant on these international companies to help us out. But yes, our relationship with the Taiwanese has been very solid over the years, and I think that we're getting somewhere with them now using the government consular over there.
The government has talked about having other manufacturers adapt their production to making protective equipment. I've heard of this being done in other countries at the moment. Are you aware of any other companies within Australia now producing masks, gowns, this kind of equipment that we need?
Yeah, look, there's a few companies that have looked at it, and I do believe I've heard rumours that there's been a couple of companies get involved in importing some machinery out of China to make masks, which would be great because we need more masks. And there's also a lot of companies, I believe, the last number I heard was up to 500 different firms in Australia looking at rejigging their engineering capabilities to start making things like ventilators, protective apparel and other sort of products. So there is a lot of interest in it at the moment.
And as you say there, I mean, we've got a bit of an over-reliance on the global supply chain for some of these kind of things, and other countries are seeing that and suffering for it as well. What do you think this crisis will mean for Australian-based manufacturing? I mean, is it going to be business as normal when this all blows over, or do you think we will see an increase?
Well, look, let's hope it's not business as normal. I think this has really demonstrated the need to have some local manufacturing, particularly for things that are vital, you know, things that relate to healthcare, protection of the public, protection of our health workers, These are things you shouldn't be reliant on other countries to help you out. We should be self-sufficient. We have the technology, we have the brains, we have the expertise and the knowledge to make these products. There's no reason, with a bit of support from the government and the public, of course, that we can continue to do this into the future, and hopefully for the next pandemic, not have to worry about sourcing either raw materials or finished products from other countries.
Mm. Well, as I say, Steve, you are a very, very busy man. Appreciate you joining us this morning and having a chat with us about this one, but I'll let you get back to it.
Great. Good to talk to you, and thanks for listening.